السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers and our sisters who may be listening. In the previous discussion or session, we had touched on the aspect of the fact that the positive zikr and the negative zikr, and the fact that the negative zikr is more appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and generates more nur and more illumination in the heart than the positive zikr. For those who may not have been here, so when we speak about the positive zikr, so we're referring to the good deeds that we tend to perform during our lives, whether it's our tasbihat, tilawat of Quran Sharif, performance of our nawafil, and all the good deeds that we tend to do. This is termed as the positive zikr. The negative zikr is referred to restraining ourselves from all those actions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from. This is more appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the positive zikr. And this is proven from the Quran, from the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Right now in the Fajr Salah we read the ayat, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that individual who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has got apprehension and fear about the fact that he has to stand and give account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Together with that, he restrains himself. Some mufassirin also have elaborated that due to that constant fikr and fear that he has to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this drives him to restrain himself. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. To restrain himself from its evil desires. This nafs and this ego within ourselves, it has got inclinations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed these inclinations there as a test and as a challenge. That is why the human being has got the capacity and the potential to supersede and far excel the angels and the malaika. In the first juz of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the objection raised by the angels, that, Ya Allah, are you going to create a makhluk and a creation that will spread mischief and corruption in the land and they will shed blood? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Whilst, Ya Allah, our condition is that we are continuously praising you, we are glorifying you. Now here you're going to create a makhluk and a creation that is going to spread corruption and mischief. They were aware, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written certain things down on the sacred tablet and the malaika became aware of it. So they said, Ya Allah, such a makhluk you're going to create. What is the need to create such a makhluk? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That, oh my angels, there is something that I know about this makhluk that you do not know. Ulama-i kiram state, and what was that aspect? That the angels have got, they don't really have a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inherently created them. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do not have any inclination towards evil. There's no inclination towards evil. So they have been created for nothing but the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they cannot do anything besides that. However, this human being has been created with these temptations and these inclinations within himself. But Allah has given this human being such a potential, and he can develop such an ardent love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that love can become so intense that it can overpower these evil desires and cause him to submit and overcome these evil desires. So Allah Ta'ala wanted to prove to the angels the loyalty of the human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that potential to rise above our evil desires. And Allah Ta'ala really appreciates this. This is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, brags about before the malaika. Look at this insan, this makhluk. They've got the challenges there. The temptations are there. But despite all of that, they are still obeying me. Oh my angels, you have seen me. You converse with me. But these Hazrat Adam and Insan, they did not see me. They haven't heard my voice. They haven't conversed with me. But yet they are still obeying my commands. Allah Ta'ala really appreciates this. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, he said, it was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمِ, that restrain yourself from sins. تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ, you will become the greatest of worshippers. Abstain from sins, you will become the greatest of worshippers. And this is one trick of shaitan. They call it Nurani Hijab. The person will say, but I'm doing good deeds, I read my tasbihat, I make my tilawat of Quran Sharif, I'm also committing my sins also, but I make my tilawat of Quran Sharif, I'm doing my tasbihat. So the reality is that we shouldn't abandon the tasbihat, but we should put more effort and concentration and focus into giving up those sins from our lives. Those sins from our lives, giving up those sins, this will be greatly appreciated. This is the ideal month, the month of Ramadan. There's one beautiful hadith, and we will terminate on that, proving the same aspect. The hadith wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ, that there are seven categories of individuals who will be the recipients of the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, on that day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh. Amongst those categories, there are two categories that have been mentioned. شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, that youngster who grows up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he utilizes his youth in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call him forward and say, that where is that youngster who sacrificed his youth for my obedience? Today I am going to treat him like a VVIP, very, very important person. And the second category that has been mentioned from those categories is that رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهُ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The second individual is that man who is enticed by an extremely beautiful and noble woman. Beautiful and woman of low noble lineage. So he is enticed by her towards sin. But how does he respond? He said, I fear Allah. I fear Allah, and he stays away from this sin. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call that individual forward and grant him shade under his arsh. Now look at these two categories. It proves the same aspect. Why does Allah Ta'ala appreciate that youngster and that youth who sacrifices his youth for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because of the amount of temptations, that energy and that vigor within himself and those evil desires and inclinations are inviting him towards sin, and especially in today's environment that we live in. Everywhere there is a enticement and a pull towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now for that youngster to restrain himself is a great effort. For an old person to say that I'm lowering my gaze, so we say, mashallah, very good, Allah reward you. But that person is old now, doesn't have much vigor or energy. But for that young person who says, now I am lowering my gaze, we can imagine how much more effort is required for him to restrain himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the restraining of our evil desires for his pleasure. And the second category, that imagine now, the beautiful woman, a woman of noble lineage, enticing one towards adultery and fornication. And then the person once again restrains himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates his action. So therefore, in the month of Ramadan, the greatest effort that needs to be placed is on the restraining of our sins. And Allah Ta'ala once again is proving it to us. We have one minute. Allah Ta'ala is proving it to us that in the month of Ramadan, you are showing yourselves that you are staying away from that which is normally permissible for you. To eat, to drink, is completely permissible for you. But in the month of Ramadan, you are able to abstain from that which is normally permissible for you. It shows you've got the potential, you've got the capacity to restrain yourself. If you can stay away from that which is permissible, so then to stay away from that which is impermissible will become very easy for you. If a person can pick up 100 kilograms, so for him to pick up 10 kilograms will be very easy. You picking up 100 kilograms, 10 kilograms, very easy. Person is driving a 2-ton truck or 10-ton truck with double trailer, so for him to drive a little motorbike or a little small car will be very easy. Allah Ta'ala is proving to us in this month of Ramadan that, oh insan, you have got the potential. And that is the whole objectives of this month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What is the sifat of taqwa? كَفُّ النَّفْسِ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Taqwa is actually to restrain ourselves from our evil desires. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this quality of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who also become recipients of His shade, of the shade of His arsh on the day of Qiyamah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.